590 The Fan, KFNS Studios in Kirkwood. I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is hour number two of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular scheduled roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Ever wonder what ingredients are in Bud Light? Just check the packaging. We brew with hops, barley, water, and rice. Ever wonder what ingredients are in Miller Lite? You can't check the packaging. You have to go to their website, download a PDF, and scroll to page 10. There it is. Miller Lite brews with hops, hop extract, barley, water, and corn syrup. Bud Light. Brewed with no corn syrup. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri. Based on information available at MillerCoors.com as of January 16, 2019.
Bro, so we got to tell these folks about Game 6 Honky Tonk Joint. What are we going to tell them?
We'll just tell them we have a little honky tonk with live country music in downtown St. Louis. Feels like Nashville.
Yeah, feels like Nashville. Y'all should just come on down to the honky tonk.
Before and after Cardinal games, blues games, and concerts.
Or anytime y'all just feel like honky tonking.
It's just two blocks south of Busch Stadium on 4th Street with live country music.
Every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and all Cardinal home games. Follow us at Game 6 STL.
When you think of country, think of Game 6 Honky Tonk Joint.
We'll see y'all tomorrow night.
Joe Bacardi's is St. Louis' premier family dining option, serving the St. Louis area for over 46 years. Joe Bacardi's has four convenient locations in Eureka, Watson Road, Fenton, and Columbia, Illinois. Serving hand-rolled St. Louis-style pizzas, a variety of pastas, steaks, chicken, seafood, and salads. I'd recommend the lasagna and spinach salad, some of the best food I've ever had in St. Louis. For menus, locations, and coupons, visit JoeBacardi's.com.
It's not summer grilling season until you hear the sizzle of quality Hatfield pork hit the grill while friends and family anxiously await their first serving. That's because Hatfield comes from pork experts who deliver easy-to-prepare varieties of deliciously marinated tenderloins, loin fillets, chops, and ribs. They come with a pledge to quality right on the package. And once they get a taste, everyone will be back for seconds. Get the pork that makes grilling more interesting at Schnucks and visit simplyhatfield.com for more info.
Who's ready for Maryland-style crab cakes? At Surf and Sirloin, it's a true crab cake. No peppers or onion, no filler, just a little egg and breadcrumbs to bind the cake together. The crab cake entree is 8 ounces, of which 7.5 ounces is crab meat. That's how little filler is in there. Surf and Sirloin, located Southwest Quadrant of Manchester and 270, and serving only USDA prime beef, which you won't find at the grocery store. Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
Hey there, this is Reed Lowe, former St. Louis Blue, talking to you today about one of the best things that's ever happened to me, mentality. The low testosterone treatment that's completely changed my life. About 3 years ago, I just felt like I was running out of energy all day long. Well, Cam Jansen, my good buddy, introduced me to this testosterone treatment, and it's been an absolute lifesaver. I feel great. My days are full of energy. Lost some weight. Everything's going real good. If you need some help, hit lowtusa.com. Get all your information you need. lowtusa.com.
Petromart is a locally owned and operated family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry? Petromart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items, like hot and ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. Petromart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. Petromart, a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline and proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all.
There's a Chevy dealer in Jeff City, Riley Chevrolet. When that tornado came through there, it destroyed the entire dealership. Oh, every car, every truck, every car in the showroom. And I talked to Johnny about it, and he knows that family. And you got to feel bad for any family business that goes through that. Fortunately, even with all this water and flooding and whatever, things are fine at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And here to confirm that, Johnny Londoff.
Oh, sorry. I was getting carried away. I can't, I don't, for myself.
I don't think it's duck season.
No.
Far from it.
I mean, everything's flooded. Everything's underwater.
Oh, okay. That was the reason for the...
It's so sad. And I mean, you know, duck clubs are one thing. But all the homes, all the businesses, this is just terrible.
I've seen over the years many pieces of video where a house, they walk in with the camera and the reporter, and the water's like knee-deep in the house. But I saw a house last night. It was Houston, I think. The water was up to the ceiling in the house. I mean, the roof of the house. You'd have to have scuba gear to go through the house.
Did you see the video out of Texas where this kid in a big truck is trying to cross over this river that's, you and me, was maybe 3 or 4 feet, and he gets through about halfway. All of a sudden, you just see like a stronger current comes, just pushes that truck right off and into the river.
That's a
away it went.
Dumb thing to do. It just is. I mean,
it is.
And there's no way he didn't know it if it's that much. Well, he knew what he was driving into.
He drove around the barricades that were there.
Yeah, well, you know what? When you do that or drive around railroad arms that come down, good luck to you. So, John, how are you?
Man, I'm telling you what, buddy. Hearing your voice, I'm doing great. Great. Thanks for asking. And how are you?
I'm good. And I'm actually looking forward to tomorrow night and watching the hockey game. In my life, I never thought I would be as into hockey, but I've done it with those football. Especially when we had a team, the Cardinals, then the Rams, I've done it. And of course, World Series time for baseball. This is the first time, though, that I've really kind of gotten fired up about hockey. And, I'm glad they got this far because I've learned stuff a little
bit. Well, now let's face it, Frank. All right. You were making fun of this team in November and December.
No, I've never made fun of the team. I'm not qualified to make fun of the team.
Tim, tell me out here. What are you?
I don't know about making fun of them. He was sort of referring to them in a snide way.
Based on their record.
Based on what I was hearing.
St. Louis Blues. You know, they were losing like 3 and 4 in a row, then they'd win one, then they'd win 2 or 3.
Oh, sure. I did it with the Rams. I've done it with the Cardinals. When they're on a losing streak of X number of games, I go, hey, how about those hot Cardinals or hot Blues? Of course I did, because I knew that was the buzz, and everybody was upset and that they were losing. Sure.
What I'd love to watch is, watch some video of some of the games from November, December. And, I mean, I am an avid hockey fan, and it was painful. I'd have to change the channel because either that, or I was being ready to throw something and break the TV.
Okay, but that's what makes this even better. When somebody goes from that low,
rags to riches, baby.
Yeah, and shoots to the top. It's even better. And knowing nothing, I did call it right. I said to somebody after that 7-2 game, I said, when you get your butt kicked like that, it's actually a good thing because it's a wake up call and a motivator. And apparently, it was because they came back and look what happened, 4-2. And tomorrow night, they're going to win again. They're going to win again on somebody else's turf. They're going to win. And then don't they come back here?
Sunday.
And then if there's a seventh game, is it here?
No.
Oh, it's not. So we got to do it in six. We got to do it here.
We have to win tomorrow night and then
close it out here at home. Yeah. That's what has to happen.
That would be nice.
So I think that's what's going to happen.
That sounds good to me.
I knew it would.
No, because this is, the Frank Opinion segment and the Johnny Londoff segment, but this is a little sports radio station. I mean, the morning show, we're on that morning show, and there's a young man that calls in that I was lucky enough to get to coach in hockey, and he's with Barstool, and I can't remember what his, they all have code names for that program. You know, you can't just call and say, hi, Bill Johnson here.
Well, they disguise their identity because of the nature of that show. You don't want to have people know you listen to that show. Because those guys are crazy. And it's a good show.
It's a funny show.
It's a very funny show. That's something that people need to know. It's a sports show, but a lot of times it's not. And they'll go almost an hour sometimes to talk about anything else but sports. And it actually is very entertaining.
Yes, it is. But not as entertaining as this show, buddy.
I didn't say that. You did.
I'm telling you, it's true.
I wish you could join us tonight. We're going to be with 70 listeners tonight, John. 70 wonderful listeners for our pre-vacation get-together. And I would love it if you had been able to, you and Mimi, to go with us on this trip.
Yeah, well, you never know. Maybe one of these days.
That won't happen. It's just the last trip.
Oh.
The last one.
Well, then maybe the four of us are just going to trip.
What kind of trip would that be? I know how you vacation, and I know your style. His style is first class, Four Seasons. He likes to do it right if he goes on vacation.
Four Seasons.
Yeah, you do. You like the finer things, and then there's nothing wrong with that.
Frank likes Motel 6.
No, I stayed in a Motel 6 once when our son was playing baseball, and we had to travel to, we went to Blue Springs, Missouri or somewhere, and they get a group rate, so they had the whole team staying at Motel 6. I will never, sorry Motel 6, and this may cost us advertising, I will never do that again.
Did they leave the light on for you?
They left the light on, but that was it. The walls are paper thin, and the sheets are scratchy and stiff, and no. I don't go.
Because they haven't been
never
washed
again,
since.
It's almost not, I'd almost rather not take a trip than stay in a place like that. I get it. I know there are people that they can't afford it and they want to go. I understand all that. But I think I'd just rather go camp out at Babbler State Park or something and just sleep in a tent than do that. Yeah, maybe one of these days. You know what I'd like to do sometime? With another couple or two or three couples, if I had the money, is you can rent a yacht and a captain and a cook and just sort of cruise the islands down in the Caribbean. You can do that. I think that'd
be a
blast.
I'll definitely go on that trip.
I think
that would
be a blast. You get to have the right people, though. You'll be together on a boat for, a week. You gotta get along.
That would be tough. No cruises for Mrs. Londoff and I. So you guys are going on
what does that mean? No cruise? Not a private yacht?
No, never.
Why?
No.
Why?
Well, you get seasick? You get seasick
like,
or she does?
Doesn't like ocean water. She likes walking on the beach. She loves it. I mean, if a big wave comes up and she's walking the beach and it hits like her lower cap, she almost screams. I mean, she thinks that Jaws is coming right out of that water to grab her and drag her in.
But we'd be on a boat. You have to get in the water if you don't want to.
Well, you might want to jump in and cool off.
But you don't have to.
Here comes a big shark. Boom. Dinner.
Well, we're in a river. It's the Rhine River cruise.
Yeah, they don't have any sharks.
Have you ever heard of the famous Rhine River shark?
They have some big sharp teeth. Hey, guess who just walked into my office?
Angelina Jolie.
I'll say
someone a lot better. Bruce Weiner. Bruce Weiner, award-winning service manager here at Jenny Londo Chevrolet. Bruce, say hi to the AM and the PM crowd.
Hey guys, how are you?
We're great.
I'll say Bruce Weiner walked in.
Way to go, Dan.
You got it, Dan.
Oh, man.
You got it. Like a second.
Yeah.
You know, Dan, I think that medication you're on for your shingles, I think it's sharpening you up a little bit, buddy.
I know.
almost makes me want to get shingles.
John, did you ever have shingles?
No.
Oh, don't.
No, I don't. I remember when you got it a few years ago. Oh, my God, all you did was cry about how much it hurts.
You bet I did. I love to complain, and it hurt a lot for 7 weeks.
You do love to complain. See, I know better. I married this adorable girl from beautiful Ferguson, Missouri. I learned a long time ago. And, I don't complain. One time I didn't complain after I tore my hamstring after surgery by Dr. Rick, right? The greatest orthopedic surgeon in the world and head orthopedic surgeon for the St. Louis Blues Hockey Club. So here's the deal. You reattached it, and then a couple of days later, I'm like, man, my leg is killing me. And it was down by my calf, and I didn't want to say anything. So here I am at 4 in the morning trying to get on my crutches, go to the bathroom. I almost fall. I almost go down. She jumps out. She goes, what's wrong? What's wrong? I'm like, I didn't want to complain, but my leg's been killing me all day, blah, 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 blah. It's down by my calf. So she, a nurse, so she's feeling the pulse in my ankles, and she goes, you have a blood clot. So it was 2 weeks after surgery.
Wow.
She said, you have a blood clot. I'm like, well, how do you know she's trying to? I know, you have a blood clot. So now then we go to the emergency room at Barnes & Jewish Hospital. Dr. Wright meets us down there at 5:30, and the two of them are at the head of the foot of the bed, and they're both, feeling my ankles.
My God, are you still talking?
Oh, God. Ah, shut up.
Oh, no.
Here's the deal. So they're down there going, he's got a blood clot. And Dr. Wright's like, it's 2 weeks after surgery. There's no way he has a blood clot. She comes back to me and goes, he comes from a family of clotters. What does that mean?
Clotters?
That sounds dirty.
Family of clotters.
Yeah. Did you get up and dance then? Did you like the river dance?
The nurse in the emergency room, she's trying to get, and she has a vial and a syringe. I'm like, well, what is that? She goes, morphine. I'm like, no, No.
I would have said double.
Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter with you? That stuff's fantastic. I said,
so let
double
me tell
down
the story. So I go, no way. And she's like, really? She goes, I thought you were like, you're obviously in excruciating pain. I'm like, yeah, but not that kind of pain. Plus, I'm like, I'm not allowed to complain anyway. So then she goes, well, how about some Tylenol codeine with codeine? Tylenol 3 with codeine. Like, and Mimi goes, no, that gives him terrible nightmares. He sees dinosaurs. This nurse looks at me like, who in the hell are you? You need to get out of our hospital. You're like
dinosaurs.
An alien.
You know,
dinosaurs.
John, I want to tell you what happened. The inside story, because you're not in the studio. Limey held up a note to me and said, can I play My God, Are You Still Talking?
I said, no,
he's an advertiser. That's disrespectful. He played it anyway.
He said, go to hell. I'm playing it. No.
That's
what happened.
So Trevor, how's that Malibu that I picked for you?
Oh, it's driving like a dream.
He's still lit up about that car.
Absolutely, I love it. We were just talking about it off air. Actually, I think I'm going to come up tomorrow morning, get an oil change, because want it done properly, trusted service. And I'm still loving
it. Listen to this salesman,
right?
Wow.
Trusted.
So Trevor,
service.
Part of our deal, I'm like, hey, I'm going to fix your car for nothing. How about a few referrals?
Of course,
easy.
Absolutely. I've already been telling people.
Tick-tock, that's the stopwatch. I'm still waiting.
Well, you don't know, but what he's already sent you some referrals, they may not have mentioned.
I'm sorry,
might
I know this is your show.
It
is. This is a conversation I'm having with Limey right now, okay?
John,
you need to go take a little potty break?
No, John, we have about 3 minutes, and we have to get Dr. Doug on here, but would you like a quick bonus joke?
Dr. Doug Pernikoff, his nephew is one of my sons, Sam Lonoff's best friends. So tell Dr. Doug hello. I'm going to listen online because I have to do some more work here tonight. I love his segment. Mm. He really is funny.
No, I don't have time for the bonus joke now. What's your phone number?
314-837-1800. Ladies and gentlemen, again, award-winning service department run by Bruce Weiner. Bruce, say hello to say hello, AM and the PM crowd.
Hello, AM and the PM crowd.
Oh, wow. Was that scripted? That was well done. If that was
awesome.
That was great. Thank you, Bruce. All right, John.
314-837-1800. Give us a call. 24/7, 365 at lawndop.com. We love the AM and the PM crowd.
All right. As always, they're on the way. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, John. Bye-bye. Yep. Get the bonus joke later, maybe. Hit that music, would you? Dr. Doug's music. We got to get to him. He's standing, patiently standing by.
No, he's not, because I completely forgot to call him.
Stop the music. How many Wednesdays? Was it 16 years? 17 years? 17, I think.
How many Wednesdays would that be?
Well, you got the calculator.
52 Wednesdays.
52 Wednesdays.
And
times 17.
Times 17, that's 884 Wednesdays.
884 times Dr. Doug has been on here. Yet then, couldn't remember to call and get him on the phone today.
There we go. Hey, Dr. Doug's waiting.
Oh, wow. Way to go. Good work. Good work, Dan. Okay. Now we can start. Folks, it's time for you to have an opportunity to get some advice from your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. My wife and I are dog sitting this week, all week, and I'm glad we are because it just makes me realize we're not ready yet for dogs. It's like having a little baby. It's just around the clock and night. You get up early. Well, she does. I'm not going to do it. I'll make her do it. I'm the husband, for goodness sakes. So if you have a question, you have a dog, a cat, a question, a snake, you're thinking about getting something but not sure it's right for the family, this is your guy. Brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. The smart people will call right now, 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. And you know how this works. When a caller is finished, a line is open, and you start dialing those two numbers till you get through. Please say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Doing great, Doctor. I would encourage people to keep calling and to call now. There's still one line open because we're going to bail at about 10 till. That gives us about 20 minutes. Unless you have, you'll be proud of me today because this morning I took this little.
I am AM and the PM.
Can't throw it. I took this little 3-month-old puppy out because we're dog sitting, and when I walked out, it was so hot I wouldn't let her walk on the asphalt because she has young puppy tender paws. And as the first thing I thought was, I got to put it in the grass over under a shade tree. So you'd be proud of me for that. I actually thought about that when I
realized. I am. That's wonderful thinking.
You wanted to get right to it here and take some calls?
Yeah. Can you hear me well? I want to make sure.
No. It's much better than last time. We can hear you fine. All right. One more time, okay, quickly, good. Folks. When a caller ends, jump in and just start dialing. I don't know which one to dial first, but here are the numbers. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Linda jumped in first. Linda, welcome to 590. The fans say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Good morning, or good afternoon, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good. How are you, honey?
I'm fine. Well, this one's for Frank, good. But I have a question for you. Okay. I'm finally back from Africa. I talked to you last fall, and I'm finally back, but I'm going home for good, and I have a question about my dog. I've got a cross between a German Shepherd and a Golden Retriever, and she's going to be 8 years old this fall, and people there are wanting me to bring her there, but I'm a little hesitant. I don't know what that's like to have to travel internationally with an animal.
Mm.
Two, how much it's going to cost. And three, what would it do to the dog if I leave her behind because she is absolutely devoted to me?
I have a quick question. I thought, Linda, you said you just came back from Africa.
I did, and I was there for 5 months. I talked to you last fall.
Wow.
And you probably don't remember, but that's okay.
I remember Linda's phone call, yeah.
But now you're asking because you're going to go back?
I'm moving back.
Doctor, what are you doing with that phone? Are you wrestling your telephone?
No, I was opening a bottle of water.
Oh, sure, right. Water. Right.
Mm. Yeah.
So what about Linda? Really. What about Linda's question, taking a dog on a trip like that? Or that's a long time to leave a dog back here without you, too. Either one's a tough call.
Well, I mean, it sounds to me like you're making it.
I'm letting her down either way.
Yeah.
You're what, honey?
I'm letting her down either way.
Well, if you can do it, and
the
it's
golden,
not...
The golden in her makes her absolutely devoted to me. I left her here with my grandkids for 5 months, and as soon as I got there, as soon as I got out of the car and opened up the side door to get something out, she jumped up, sat in the chair with her face forward like, okay, you're here, I'm going home.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why you would have to leave the dog just because it's 8 years old. I just think you need to get all the... So what the cost-wise, I don't know what the air flight cost is. You can call up Delta. They do a lot of the flights for animals and just get an idea based on the weight and the size of the crate you have to use. So that'll give you that part of it. The other part is you're going to need a health certificate.
It's a 28-hour trip.
Whew.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, they're used to doing those things. And what they do is they put them in a nice, cool, air-conditioned space in the cargo, and they're quiet, it's dark, and the animals usually do just great. You might want to test that by start using a crate and driving around in there and make sure that they can stay comfortable.
But, Doc, 28 hours, and there's no way to let the dog out to walk around or anything.
Exactly.
That's a long time to me.
Yeah, but it's done all the time. We have one lady who has a large Bernese Mountain Dog, and she goes to France every summer. For the whole summer, and he's an older dog too, and it seems to do fine. So again, the cost is going to be that plus getting a health certificate, and you need to make sure you talk to your vet to help you understand what it takes to get these animals out of the country, because there's a special health certificates to go internationally, and then you need to find out from the other end in Africa what they require in order to come into the country. So they're definitely going to want a current rabies exam because they have rabies over there, and you're going to want that for your protection and your dog's protection.
For whatever it's worth, if I had to make this call, I'd say the dog should stay with her. Is it your grandkids?
Well, actually, my grandkids are going to be able to take her, and she was not that happy up there.
Oh,
but
boy.
My neighbor behind me that just loves her has a dog, and the two of them are just the best of friends.
See, that would be my call right there. That
how long
was,
are you
going to
be gone? How long are you going to be gone?
Call?
Well, she was gone last time, 5 months.
Yeah.
That'd be my call, the neighbor.
I don't think that's a bad call, but I thought you were going there permanently.
I'm not going to come back. Except maybe.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm moving there. I'm going home permanently.
Oh, I didn't realize it. So you're asking about whether you move the dog with you or leave it.
Yeah,
then
yeah.
In that case, I'd take the dog. If you're going to be there and stay, absolutely take the dog.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I thought you were going another long trip.
No. I'm going to move permanently. And where we are, we've got two cows and a calf and 12 sheep and some chickens. And
no, he's the vet, and if he says that dog can make that trip and deal with that 28-hour thing, I'd absolutely, if you love that dog, I'd take that dog with me.
Yeah, okay, just make sure that
I love the dog and the dog, but she's so devoted to me.
Now,
there
you go.
She's just lost without me.
That's all you need to know, right there.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah,
you got
to have money to do it, though.
Well, that's another factor. I don't know how much money you have. I sort of got the impression that wasn't an issue. But again, I don't know what
it costs. I don't think it would be that expensive. I don't think it'd be. It might be $700, $800 by the time you get through for everything. It might be less. But, you know, to have your dog forever.
My round trip was $800.
Your what?
Yeah, there you go.
My round trip was $800.
Okay, well, I agree with him. I can't imagine the dog would cost more than you cost to go.
I wouldn't think so.
No.
And the thing of it is, they feed them and take care of them and all that while they're on en route, right?
Well, again, depends on the plane. If they have what's called a combi plane, a combination that half of it is people and half of it is cargo, then, yeah, they can actually get to the back. Because I've been on those planes with my baby rhinoceros.
Hold on a minute. You traveled with a baby rhinoceros?
Two baby rhinoceri from Nepal, and I brought them back to the Fort Worth Zoo many years ago as babies, and I was able to go back and forth and bottle feed them in the back cargo area. So you need to find out what your plane is offering and what they suggest.
Yeah, it would absolutely come down to that. Do they feed the dog? Do they check on the dog? You can't just leave a dog for 28 hours in a cage in a cargo hold. You can't. Yeah, I would make sure I understood exactly what's going to happen here. And that dog needs water. And I don't care. Well, we put water in there. What if it gets spilled or something?
Yeah,
and the dog needs.
Exactly.
That's what to me what it comes down to.
I agree with Frank right there.
Many concerns about her.
No, I can imagine. I absolutely get it, and I'd have 100 questions if I were going to do this. So good luck, Linda. We hate to lose you. You know about the app. You can listen in Africa.
I know.
Good.
And I also have internet, and I can talk to you by internet, by email as well.
I hope you do. All right. Thank you. Thank you for the call.
Well, I bless the rains down in Africa.
Thanks, Toto.
Bye-bye. Lines are open.
Hey, you guys. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, my boys opened for Kiefer Sutherland last night at the old Rock House.
Never heard of it.
Pictures.
Why is it that all these celebrities have to have a band? What is that about? You know, Billy Bob Thornton has a band. Russell Crowe has a band. Kiefer Sutherland has a band.
Because they need to show that they have deep artistic sides and all that crap.
If you do one thing well and you made a fortune doing it,
I'm not saying they have to.
That?
I'm just saying like that's what's in their image. Like, oh, I've got to come off across as artistic and intellectual.
Yeah, I always come in autistic.
So they opened for Kiefer. Did they meet him?
Oh, yeah, he was a really nice guy. He's a little guy.
Yeah.
I was thinking he'd be, because I always think of his father being a tall guy. I thought maybe he would be.
Yeah, no, I knew he was small.
Yeah, he's a tiny little critter.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it was good. They had a fun time and they were great. So next time, I'll send you some pictures to your site.
Okay.
If I can interrupt real quick.
Sure.
Frank, we've got a texter from the 314. Just wanted to tell you a happy anniversary.
I appreciate that. Do me a favor. Don't do that 314 thing. I hate that. I hear that and go, texter from the 636. Who cares? Who cares? Just, I appreciate the anniversary wish. I don't need the 314.
Happy anniversary. I didn't know.
Because that tells us nothing. 314 could be all over the place in St. Louis. All right, here we go. I know, I'm a horrible person to work with. Let's go to Mike. Mike, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernico.
Hello, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good. How are you, Mike? What can I help?
Great. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
So, I got about a four-year-old mixed lab pit, more lab. She's about 80 pounds, sweet as pie, never attacked anybody, never bit anybody. But we
we have no chance to clip her nails. We can't do it. We tried muzzles. We tried, and she's just strong as an ox.
Sure.
So other than taking her into the vet,
have you ever owned an ox, Mike? Have you ever owned an ox? Do you know how strong an ox is?
I knew that was coming.
They're pretty strong. This has got to be a common problem that people, yes, they just can't do it themselves.
Right, yeah. So I would suggest, Mike, that here's how I would handle it. We do this all the time, as Frank said. We would bring in the dog, and we'd give him a shot in the tush into the muscle, so that's easy to do. Takes 2 seconds or less. And then this time I would have your vet Dremel down those nails right to the hub. And under anesthesia, they don't feel anything, and they stop the bleeding as they go up, and it's all done. And then when you're through, you've extended the time you need to deal with this again. And, you know, you can do a lot of different things in the meanwhile, trying to help get them used to just little tiny nicks and holding the nails as they're coming out so they're not used to this big. But when you're playing catch-up and you got a big nail to cut, puts a lot of pressure on it. And, you know, evolutionarily, dogs are determined not to have their feet held, because that usually means that some other bigger animal is eating them or getting ready to eat them if they've been lost control of their feet. That means they can't escape. So I think it's worth doing it. We used to do it all the time for people who didn't want their wood floors scratched. And it really can be very, very useful. You might buy an extra couple of months between episodes. Okay.
Okay. And we have sedated her before, and you know it works. It just, then she knows what's coming, and we can hardly get her into the vet. So, but that's what we'll continue doing. That we just thought there was another fancy home remedy, if you will, to do it. But it sounds like that's our best option.
Yeah, because the Dremel drill, even at home, even though it doesn't feel like someone clenching down with a cutter, still scary as hell because of the noise, right?
Sure.
So let them do it this way. That little bit of fear she has, plan ahead. As soon as you walk in the door, or they can even come out to your car, give a little shot in the tush, let the animal relax, take her in, do it. And they even have drugs that you can reverse, and they can wake up and go home essentially as normal as coming in the door, okay?
Okay, great. I'll take it and run. Hey, thanks for everything you guys do. Greatly appreciate
Mike,
it.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Our next caller, hang on 1 second. Doc, does this make sense? When you trim a dog's claws like that, and they're fighting and biting and screaming, and they don't like it, to them, you're mistreating them. And the reason I say this, I know that people realize if a dog has been beaten and you rescue that dog, that dog, you can tell by that dog's personality, they were beaten because they're skittish about certain things and they're not trusting. If you do something like this to your dog, in the dog's mind, I think they think you're mistreating them or something. Where if you go somewhere else and have them put the dog out, they don't have a memory of you being brutal to them. Does that make sense?
Right. Well, I think that does make sense in the sense, in perspective, it basically means that if they see that about to happen, and they're fighting you the whole way,
and they're scared of their owner, they're scared of you.
Yeah, they get scared of that event. They're not going to necessarily be they might stay away from you for a half a day, but if your relationship's good,
they obviously have a good memory. That lady comes back from Africa after 5 months, the dog jumps all over them. They have a great memory, and they're going to remember you did that to them. All right, let's get our next caller has an unusual name. According to Dan, his name is Jurf, J-R-F-F, Jurf. Hey, Jurf, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, Dr. Doug. I'm sorry, I walked in the door. I didn't realize the vet segment had started. I just wanted to go back a few minutes. You were talking about anniversary jokes.
Sure, Jurf.
Trace Atkins, we saw him down at the Grand Ole Opry years ago. He was a headliner. And, you know, it's a live radio show, so he'll read announcements during the show.
Right.
And he got handed a card, and he said, "Oh, so-and-so up in the crowd, they've been married for 30 years. And the whole audience applauds. And he said, "Well, I've been married 21 years, and everybody applauded. And then he said, 13 to this last one.
Well, total, 21. Total.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't specify the same woman. right, AM to PM.
All right, Jerf. Appreciate it. Thank you. don't get a lot of Jerfs calling in. All right, lines are open.
Beef Jerfy?
Beef.
No, that's not funny.
Sorry.
Oh, just going to be brutally honest with you, Doc. That was horrible. That was a terrible attempt. And if anybody knows terrible attempts, it's us, because we do it all the time. We have time for another caller, maybe two. The lines are open. You don't call in 30 seconds. This segment is over. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. And before we wait the 30 seconds, the clock has started now. It's 28 seconds now. I just want to remind people that because it hit me when I walked out again this morning, and we haven't had a dog for a while, but I just remember a caller years ago that called you, and this person had actually burned the dog's paws because took it walking on a day like today when the asphalt is just scorching hot. That's cruel. It's just cruel. Yep. Don't do it. Put them in the grass or something. All right. We're out of time, out of calls, whatever. We will do this again next Wednesday, Doctor, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
There you go.
Bye.
Dan, you're going to get the Bob Ibott?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We're going to check in with the Nyko sports guy about this Blues commemorative collection. You know what that bonus joke I was going to tell him?
Yeah, right? I'd love it.
So, this is probably Playhouse quality material. So this is really like a bonus joke I shouldn't be wasting outside the Playhouse. Young guy has a serious problem because he gets an erection. I mean, at just a glimpse of a hot girl, just like that. I mean, immediately, instantly. Yeah. So he's kind of embarrassed by it because, you know, we're walking around with that thing like that all the time. Well, Saturday night, he's got a date. He can't even believe he got a date with this girl. That's how hot she is. And he's afraid that as soon as he goes to the house and she opens the door, he's afraid. He didn't want an instantaneous, give me that thing again. Give me that one that sounds like a wooden plank. I mean, that's, yeah, he doesn't want that to be the first thing that happens. So at home, and he's pretty well endowed, he straps it to his leg. In fact, he duct tapes it down to his leg. He goes to her house. He knocks on the door. She opens the door, and he kicks her in the face. Get it? Give me the thing. No, the other one. Get it?
Now I get it.
His leg, so he kicked her in the face. Where's my rim shot?
Took me a minute. Yeah. Where's the rim shot?
I may never give you another bonus
show. That's Pee-wee's Playhouse worthy.
Yeah. I may never give you another bonus joke. You just ruined bonus jokes forever.
That was pretty bad now we think about it.
No, it wasn't. He kicked her in the face. It was funny, I think. And it's all about what I think. The show is to entertain me. I've tried to make this clear. I do this for my own enjoyment.
True.
When I don't enjoy it anymore, I just quit. That's true. All.
She opened the door and he kicked her in the face.
Yeah, he strapped his wiener to his leg.
I got that part.
So...
when he saw her,
she was so hot, his leg flew up.
Nah, I
see,
get it. Nah,
thank
it's,
you.
Nah, it's like a, okay.
You
thank
guys
you.
Are stupid.
Right?
Stupid is as stupid does.
Can you edit that whole thing out?
Yeah,
the whole
sure.
thing from just from where I said bonus joke. Take it all out.
Gotcha.
Take it out.
Here we go.
Radio edit.
Hey, guess who I have on the phone from Nyko Sports? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Bob Ibott, everybody. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Frank, it's always a pleasure to be with you, and especially, you know, with the Blues doing what they've done. I was watching the game the other night. Ryan O'Reilly gets two goals, and they go ahead and come back from that debacle where they lost 7-2 and win it and tie up a 4-2 victory and tie up the series at 2-2. And, you know, the big game coming up in Boston on Thursday night. I was just telling Dan off the air, I said, I think they've got to, if they're going to win this thing, I think they got to do it in six games, come back and
that's exactly,
it
all. Yeah. That's exactly what we just said on the air, because that way the winning game is here, the place can go insane, we have to win tomorrow night.
Yep, it's a must, and I think Bennington's got to turn in a really good job like he did the other night with 21 saves, and you know, I know everybody down your way is pumped, and I know we were on a couple times talking about what we're doing to help out Blues for Kids, the charity of the St. Louis Blues, and I'm very, very happy to be part of that. And they've done so many great things for kids in the St. Louis community and surrounding areas with, you know, with cancer care and awareness. I know they have a great youth hockey program, development program that they've done, and so many great things. So very happy that NYCHO Sports has kind of designated that, and the Blues have the Blues for Charity on this project. Let me quickly explain, before I give out a toll-free number and the website, how you can still participate in this and celebrate the Blues being back in the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time in 49 years. Now they actually won a Stanley Cup game in St. Louis for the first time ever.
Yeah, that was the first. Yeah, that's never happened. That's
never happened before. And we've got five of these pucks. They come in a nice set. Five individual pucks. Each one goes inside a really nice acrylic display case with a gold base. You'll be very happy to see what they look like when you go to the website. They're really, really stunning. They're only $99. They're officially licensed. They come with a numbered certificate of authenticity. What you'll get, let me quickly describe each of the five pucks. The first one is kind of a puck that celebrates being in the Stanley Cup Finals. It have the official logo on there. It honors them winning the Western Conference Championship this year. Rags to riches story, because we all know back on January 3rd, they were the worst team in the National Hockey League. The worst.
Yeah.
And who would have thought what they would have done, but they won 30 of the last 45 regular season games,
wow,
got into the playoffs, beat the Jets, the Stars, the Sharks, and Destiny's Darlings, as I'm calling them. Now they're going up against the Bruins and tied up 2-2. So that puck salutes some of that information. All the games will be listed on there from the playoffs and how they got to the Stanley Cup Finals. And then it'll also give a recounting on that puck of the scores and the victories against the Bruins. Now, if it goes on to win this thing, and I hope they do, it'll also say Stanley Cup champions, which has never been able to be said about the St. Louis Blues. It'll all be on that puck. The second puck is a franchise puck, which goes back to when the inception of the ball club back in the late 1960s. Got some highlights on there of some of the key years and some of the division titles that they won, all listed on that puck. And then we have three pucks that salute three of the top players on the squad. Petrangelo, Alex Petrangelo, the defenseman, has really turned in some great efforts. We've got Jaden Schwartz, who's contributed throughout the playoffs, and of course Jordan Binnington, the goalie, who had 21 saves just the other night and has really been a big part of that turnaround, because he took over as a rookie coming in just when the team was in last place, and it was much to his credit the season being turned around. So you'll get those three individual players. Each one has a photo of the individual player on there, some of his stats, some of the highlights. So you get all five in display cases for $99. You can order them two different ways. Toll-free number is 1-800-345-2868, or Frank, as you like to say, 1-800-345-BUNT, B-U-N-T.
Correct.
And then we also have a nice website. If you want to see them, check them out there, nikosports.com, N-I-K-C-O-Sports.com. And only 5,000 of these puck sets will ever be made. We're down to probably less than, we're sold over halfway. So we're probably down to like the last 2,000 or 3,000.
If people prefer another easy way to remember the number, 1-800-345-2868, I believe the number 2, what are the letters on the number 2? Isn't it ABC? Is number 1
ABC? That's right. Yep.
So it wouldn't have to be BUNT. It could also be, that's A, B, or C. It could be ANT, A-U-N-T. See what I did there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
See what I did there? Yeah.
Yeah, if you go the other route, then you end up talking to my ex-wife.
Yeah, don't call that 800 number.
No, no.
You know, I know this is kind of a sidebar thing, Bob, but you said something that look, you and I and anybody who's a baby boomer are accustomed to hearing it and saying it. Toll-free number. Every number is a toll-free number, because with a cell phone, you know, we don't pay long distance. I just think it's funny, and I still see that. And yes, it's an 800 number, but if it were a 212 number, it'd still be toll-free. I just think
That's true.
You know, it's like the word film. They go, well, somebody filmed it. No, they didn't. They didn't film it. They captured it on digital video.
Well, Frank, I'll tell you another thing that somebody enlightened me on when I was at a meeting at NYCO Sports recently, and said, he said, Bob, you know, I know sometimes you say, get out your pens and paper. He said, nobody goes on and gets out their pens and paper anymore.
No, they pick up their phone and type themselves a note, or verbally just talk, say it into the phone under a recorder. No, you're right. But, yeah, filming and the toll-free, but that number again is 1-800-345-2868, which could be B-U-N-T or A-U-N-T, or as Dan said, Dan's ex-wife, that number. And when you consider all five of these for only $99, honest to goodness, the first one I saw, I thought it was $99 a piece for these books. No, it's all three. And one last thing, and I think this is very important to remind people of. There are some people who are procrastinators, and then there are people like my wife who think ahead. If she's in a store and she sees a card, a nice card, or something she knows somebody would appreciate, even a small thing, she gets it, puts it aside, and has it, and doesn't have to think about it again.
My wife does the same thing.
For somebody's birthday, for an anniversary, for Christmas. If you have a sports fan in your family, especially Blues fan, go ahead and get this now and surprise them with it. I don't care if it's not till Christmas or it could be a birthday. It's just a good thing to have and have purchased before there aren't any more.
Frank, I'll add one thing. You know, with Father's Day coming up.
Oh, good one. Good one.
You won't have these in time, but you can download a gift flyer right when you go to the NYCO Sports website. Print it out with a picture of the five different pucks. Give it to Dad as a surprise on Father's Day.
Perfect.
Get your shopping done. And then the actual pucks will probably arrive a week to 2 weeks later, because they'll be produced and sent out 4 weeks after the final game of the Stanley Cup Final.
Yeah, and I don't think Daddy will mind that he has to wait and it's not the actual gift. Let's think about it this way. If you gave your dad a picture of a new Corvette and said, hey, or the keys, and said, it's not here yet, but it'll be here in a couple of weeks, I don't think he'd mind at all. So
no, I don't. And how many times have we given gift certificates, you know, to restaurants and other things that you use later on? So,
you bet.
No, that's something, because I know there's a lot of fathers out there that would love, that are Blues fans, that would love this. What a great gift.
Well, give them the website again and the number again.
Sure. It's 1-800-345-2868. 1-800-345-BUNT, B-U-N-T, or go right to NYCO Sports, NYCO Sports.com. Guarantee you will not be disappointed in this. It's a remarkable five pucks to salute just an unbelievable historic season in St. Louis Blues history.
All right, Bob, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, listen, you have a great day. Go Blues. Let's get it done in Boston and come back and win it on Sunday, huh?
All right, thank you, Bob.
Be good now.
Okay, bye-bye. That guy, I guarantee you, his voice was that same voice 40 years ago. He's, what, 71 or 72?
71, he said. Yeah, I can't believe that.
And
it's
the same voice when we had him on the air 20 years ago. He sounded the same.
Yeah.
I'm sure 20 years before that, he just has one of those voices. I think he has a radio background, if I remember, and I don't remember much.
Well, he has a sports background, too, because he worked with the Chicago Cubs in the front office.
And you know what? Maybe that has something to do with it, because generally, sports announcers, play-by-play people, their voices never seem to get old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when they're older, Vin Scully, I don't care who it is, Ken Wilson, Vin Scully, name an older sports, they still have it, for whatever reason. Tim Woodburn, a good example. He's an old gentleman now, but he still has that
you know what?
Calling minor league hockey.
My hockey play-by-play is actually still up on my old timwoodburn.com website, and when people listen to that, they say, I don't sound a thing like that. And when you play old stuff of you on this show, I don't recognize your voice.
Really? Well, I used to have a southern accent.
That but I mean, like, when you play old stuff, like with Terry,
your voice
Daly,
sounds higher.
And sometimes
your voice is a lot higher. I think it's just because you were younger.
I think your testicles dropped when you got older.
Yeah.
Well, your mid-60s.
Kicking that gal in the face when she opened the door.
Here. Hang on. Let me just check my testicles.
Ooh.
Well, they have dropped a little bit.
Oh. Kickballs.
That could have something to do with it. No, I do believe it has mellowed or something. And the other thing is, when you first started in this business, everybody's voice is high because you're hyperventilating. There's something you're doing.
Panicking.
You're nervous, and maybe your vocal cords tighten up. I don't know. Who knows? I do know this. News is coming up, followed by the Playhouse and a terrific joke that I haven't told for, I think, a couple of years. I think you'll really enjoy it. We'll see. 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is Martin Kilcoyne. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com. St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump is heading into dangerous territory by threatening tariffs on Mexico.
This is not a way to treat a friend. It's not a way to deal with immigration.
Trump is trying to push Mexico into stopping the flow of illegal immigrants into the U.S. Talking with reporters at the Capitol today, Pelosi called it a distraction from the Mueller report. The world is marking the 75th anniversary of D-Day this week. Thousands of American, British, and Canadian troops landed on the beaches of Normandy, France on June 6, 1944, to begin the liberation of Western